Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of the church worldwide. Many in the church today say that doctrine divides and love unites. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David James is in Romania teaching a very important course to the pastors, youth pastors, and young people in that nation. The course he's teaching is Current Theological Trends. I ask David why he chose that course to teach.
Probably a couple of reasons. One is that Julian had sent several of his young people to the Word of Life Bible Institute in Hungary for training, and I was there in May, and I taught this course to second-year students. You know, in this part of the world, there's a tremendous lack of Bible teaching and a lack of clear exegesis. That's largely because of a lack of training and especially of a lack of biblical interpretation, a lack of a biblical hermeneutic that we often talk about.
You know, when I travel across the world, I find a lack of solid biblical teaching on sound doctrine. It seems to be a problem wherever you may go, especially all over the world. But we frequently hear this defense for this with people saying something like, well, doctrine divides, but love unites. Your comments.
It's true that doctrine divides, but it's because belief unites, not because love unites. I think about also the importance of doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul left Timothy in the church of Ephesus to deal with false teachers. And he lists in chapter 1 a series of very serious sins. For example, he said that the law was made for the lawless, for the ungodly, for the unholy, for murderers, for fornicators, sodomites, kidnappers, liars. And then he says this, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. So it's the clearest place in Scripture where Paul directly links our behavior, lifestyle, and sound doctrine. He ties them directly together. So we live based upon what we believe.
Great thought. We live by what we believe. You know, friend, you and I must study sound doctrine. David James with that report from Romania. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
In order to understand God's plans for today and into the future, we must study sound doctrine. If you have a moment, think about this with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It's profitable for correction, it's profitable for instruction in righteousness, but it is also profitable for sound doctrine. In addition, God's prophetic word reveals the future for each and every one of us. A study of sound doctrine helps us to know how we must live in light of the truth in God's prophetic word that the rapture of the church could take place at any moment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...